This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Yuva Shakti is leading the nation-building effort with innovative ideas, energy and a strong sense of purpose. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi last evening on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekanand. The Prime Minister said the Young Leaders Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that provided direct participation of youth in the country's development.
Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue ek aisa platform jahan desh ke vikas ki disha tay karne mein yuvaon ki seedhi bhagidari hoti hai. 50 lakh se adhik naujawanon ki registry, 30 lakh se adhik yuvaon ka Viksit Bharat challenge mein hissa lena, desh ke vikas ke liye apne vichar share karna. इतने बड़े स्केल पर युवा शक्ति का एंगेज होना अपने आप में अभूतपूर्व है.
India and Germany deepened their strategic partnership following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar yesterday. Following the meeting between the two leaders, India and Germany exchanged 19 key MOUs, that is, Memoranda of Understanding, and made 8 major announcements across defence, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. German Chancellor arrived in Ahmedabad yesterday on a two-day visit to India. Addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz, after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said both the nations signed a joint declaration to strengthen the defence industrial cooperation roadmap, focusing on co-development and co-production of military hardware. The centre has deployed a national joint outbreak response team to assist the state for effective containment after 2 suspected cases of Nipah virus were identified in West Bengal. These suspected cases were identified on Sunday at the Virus Research and Diagnostic Laboratory of Indian Council of Medical Research in AIIMS Kalyani. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has implemented comprehensive precautionary measures to contain the spread of the Nipah virus. Chief Secretary Nandini Chakrabarty convened an emergency meeting at Nabana with the Health Secretary Narayan Swarup Nigam and other senior officials to review the situation. India will host the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi from tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which will continue till 16th of January, will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and the United States are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. He also announced that the next round of trade talk is scheduled to be held today. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the U.S. ambassador to India in New Delhi yesterday. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India. The Ministry of Defence has announced free passes for the full dress rehearsal of the Republic Day 2026 parade at Kartavya Path. The passes will be available on 15th and 16th of this month and can be booked free of cost. The full dress rehearsal of this year's Republic Day will be held on 23rd of this month. The passes can be booked through the Amantran website at www.amantran.mod.gov.in or via the Amantran mobile app. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated today. It is mainly celebrated in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and the surrounding regions. This festival is associated with the joy of ripened crops and the sun's northward journey. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.